Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are reacting to a big announcement from President Biden. He told CNN he'd stop shipping heavy bombs to Israel if it invades the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are living.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
The president insisted the U.S. will continue providing defensive weapons to Israel.
Already, the U.S. has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Biden is caving to political pressure and the Democrats' quote, anti-Israel base.
I continue to express my concern to the administration that the delay of shipment of weapons to Israel is just another way of trying to tell an ally how to conduct the war.
With us now is Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California. He is on the Armed Services Committee. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Reuters reports the president was personally involved in this decision. This, of course, is a president who has long been a close ally of Israel. Do you know, indeed, if this was his call?
I believe it was. That's what we've heard from Jake Sullivan and Secretary Austin, that this would be the president's decision. And I'm pleased that he has basically taken the exact same position that 37 Democrats who voted no on the offensive weapons aid in the Israel bill have. He realizes that Netanyahu is risking the lives of American hostages, risking the lives of the hostages of Israeli families, and that he is making the region more unsafe.
Mm-hmm. Prime Minister Netanyahu has announced his war cabinet approved this planned invasion of Rafah unanimously, and one retired Israeli military leader called the action by the U.S. largely symbolic. Do you have any reason to think that what the U.S. is doing is affecting Israel's military plans?
Well, I think it would be a big strategic mistake for Netanyahu to continue to defy our military leaders and the President of the United States. And I also think that the strategic costs of going into Rafah with thousands of other civilian casualties and putting hostages' lives at risk is wrong.
Let me ask about potential ceasefire and Hamas. If it thinks U.S. support for Israel is waning, why would it compromise and accept a ceasefire deal?
Well, there is an incentive for both sides to come to the table. Hamas has to accept a ceasefire, and the consequences for them is ongoing bombs on their own people. A consequence for them is more death and more suffering and more famine. But they need to release all of the hostages. On Netanyahu's side, he needs to accept what Will Burns has been saying, that if all the hostages are released, the war needs to end. He can't have a position that the war ends for 6 weeks or 12 weeks, and then they're going to go in and start the war again.
Congressman, as you know, Republican leaders in the House and the Senate in a letter say they're alarmed about this weapons pause. Democratic Senator John Fetterman calls this development deeply disappointing. To those who say the White House needs to stand behind Israel as it tries to eliminate Hamas, which was, of course, behind October 7th. How do you respond?
I said we need to stand with our ally Israel in getting a secure Israel and in having peace in the region, and that there are 30,000 Hamas fighters. The idea that you can eliminate all of them is militarily impossible. Israel has degraded Hamas's capabilities, but now the only thing that can work is the release of hostages, a permanent ceasefire, and getting the Saudis and UAE to help come up with a new governance structure in Gaza and for a Palestinian state. That is really what will keep Israel secure, a two-state solution. And for that, we need the Saudis and UAE.
You know, we heard a little bit ago a sound from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. He has suggested this decision was, in his view, caving to domestic political pressure to win the votes of pro-Palestinian voters. Do these questions factor in an election year?
I think the president did what he believes out of conviction. Now, did he listen to those of us in Congress who have been saying this and voted against the offensive aid? I believe he did. But I don't think that this decision is a political decision. I think it is a human decision. It is a decision about saving lives.
Finally, Congressman, did Congress have advance notice that this was coming? As you know, the lead Republican on the Foreign Affairs Committee says this decision was deliberately hidden from Congress.
The Congress had notice from the president's senior advisors that there would be consequences if Netanyahu defied the United States of America and continued to go in to Rafah. We didn't know the specifics because ultimately it was the president's decision, but we knew that all options were on the table.
Ro Khanna is Democratic congressman from California. Congressman, thank you again.
Thank you for having me.